Midwest weather will continue mostly favorable as we go forward through the next 2 weeks. It doesn't look as though there's going to be any large-scale storm systems in this next 5 days, but perhaps in the rest of the forecast period there might be a larger storm system evolve at some point in time. Some of the computer forecast models of the past couple of days have suggested that a large-scale system may evolve in the second week of the outlook. I'm having a little bit of trouble trying to figure out exactly what timing that would possibly occur. One of the things that the model keeps trying to do is bring colder air southward from the Arctic into the heart of the U.S., and if that occurs, then indeed there will be a larger storm system evolving. And most likely in that scenario, the precipitation and the greatest storminess would likely be in the Delta and the eastern parts of the Midwest and not in the plains necessarily. I think there may be a little beginning of the system in a part of the southern plains, but the northern plains and upper Midwest will not likely be involved with that, even though some of the models have gone that direction in the past couple of days. The only significant precipitation that's advertised right now for the droughty areas in the upper Midwest will occur on Monday, when we'll likely see a little disturbance coming out of Nebraska and South Dakota and moving across portions of Wisconsin and Minnesota and Iowa. The storm system is not expected to be huge, but it will produce perhaps a little bit of rain and snow, and moisture totals will probably run upwards to 1/4 inch. Maybe something a little bit greater, but I really don't have much hope that the system is going to be very substantial. Further north you go across the region, the more insignificant the precipitation is likely to become. That system will be just one of three that will actually march across hard red wheat country and the heart of the Midwest, Delta, and southeastern states over the next week to 10 days. These storm systems will be relatively fast moving, not necessarily huge precipitation producers, but there will at least be an opportunity for moisture coming and going and maintaining the soil situation that we have out there today. The one area that will not see much precipitation is the southwestern parts of the plains. That area will likely be still defaulting to a drier than usual biased pattern, which has been ongoing for, of course, a very long period of time. The temperature outlook over the next week to maybe 10 days is still relatively seasonable for a big part of the region. We'll see high temperatures over the next several days, running mostly 30s and 40s across the Midwest. We may occasionally get over 50 degrees from eastern Kansas into parts of Missouri and areas right near the Ohio River. That is probably going to occur mostly on Friday of this week. We'll get away from that a little bit and bring it back again at some point during the middle part of next week. Our coolest weather will likely occur as we get into the latter part of the weekend and early next week. At that point, we may see some teens and 20s in the northwestern portions of the Midwest, while we'll see highs in the 30s and lower 40s in the south on the coolest day, which will probably be Sunday. Low temperatures at night across the region will run mostly teens and 20s, but we will see some single-digit readings and even some sub-zero readings in the far northwestern part of the region, and that will be coldest probably on Sunday morning. There are no reasons to believe that we'll see any dramatic change in the temperature pattern in the balance of the second week of the two-week outlook, except for a potential for some colder air coming southward. And this may be a byproduct of the northern branch of the jet stream bringing cooler air southward. And it looks like the Arctic air that's been over Russia and parts of Europe will likely recede back into the Arctic, giving us a better potential for pulling some of that cold into the central parts of North America. Nothing at the moment stands out as being exceptionally cold, but we'll continue to monitor the situation closely. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.